Depressing. It's like a townwide yard sale come down here.
It's bewildering to me how much trash can possibly pile up. It's just furniture, you know, people's entire houses empty. It's insane.
The Jersey Shore is trashy. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I know there's a joke in there, but I'm serious. It's very sad. There is a lot of trash that's washing ashore now. This on top of the average New Jersey beach that is now 30 to 40 feet narrower after Sandy. That's what's happened. So there's a wild debate on whether money from the government, from the feds, should be used to replenish it, to figure out what are we going to do? How do we restore the shore? How do we get it back to at least close to what it was, for goodness sake? You know, it doesn't look anything like it used to look like. I think the answer is it's not going to look like it used to look like. But the trash situation is, I think, very, very disconcerting, because that has to be cleaned up, and that's terrible for those waters to have so much of it coming in. And think about it, there's pieces of houses, and you heard the descriptions there from the people who were obviously frustrated by it. And then there's trash all over some of these areas where they're still cleaning up the stuff from the houses and all of that. So you combine that with what's washing in and what's in the streets, and boy, oh boy, it is a really tough sledding in New Jersey until they get all this together. New Jersey and parts of New York, parts of Long Island and Staten Island, they're still struggling. There's some people that don't have power. There's some people that have one foot in the door and one foot out the door, desperately trying to hang on to their houses, but not passing an inspection so they can't get the electricity turned on. And, you know, we're getting closer and closer to what already is colder temperatures, but pretty soon it'll get really, really cold, and you still have that problem over staying in the shelter or trying to relocate temporarily and coming back and figuring out about whether or not to rebuild, or, you know, ultimately what's going to happen there. Speaking of rebuilding, I think parts of the Gaza Strip, it's a loss as well because of all the rockets that have been fired. Same thing in Israel, Tel Aviv, and Jerusalem. You're just hearing the sounds of the missiles, but the Israelis have a better missile defense system and better weaponry than they do, the Palestinians do. And, of course, the Palestinians have Hamas, the terror group, that's right there toe-to-toe, because Hamas really controls that area, with the Palestinian organization supposedly in front. And it makes for a situation that could get worse, so much so that Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, says, look, I'd like to have a long-term deal, but we're going to do what we have to do to defend ourselves. You're lobbing rockets at us, we're lobbing them back, and we're going to try to stop you. I mean, that's the bottom line. So if they have to go in on foot, they'll go in on foot, and they're ready to do that. The warships, American warships, there's three big ones, are now in the Mediterranean waiting to see what's going to happen there in case we have to jump into this. Because if you remember, when the Israelis went into the Gaza Strip 2008, 2009, you had just hundreds of thousands of people, some high number, I can't remember the exact number, that were killed. And Egypt is saying, hey, listen, if this happens again, we're not going to stand for that. We're going to jump into the middle of this thing. We're going to be there. We're going to help the Palestinians. We're going to be there to back them up, which then creates the problem because of Hamas. So I think I've painted you the picture. Bottom line is, we are in the middle of this thing, like it or not, and can we afford for this to happen? Timing is everything, they say, and this is poor timing for us because of the massive deficit that we have right now. And, you know, we'll really feel the effects. If you feel the effects now, you're going to really feel them if we continue to go in the same direction that we're going in. And if we spend more money on yet another war situation, no matter how long it lasts, it's breaking the bank. Because war's not cheap, and we're already slashing our defense budget, and we still are in Afghanistan. That's not, that complete pullout isn't until 2014. It is Thanksgiving week, so people are, seem to be, I'm sort of noticing that people seem to be happy. People are maybe embracing the whole holiday thing and are ready to shed all the ugly feelings over the election, at least temporarily, and all the things that have people so furious, mostly over money and what's going to happen with tax rates and what about jobs. And everybody in my world, I can tell you this, whether they're super educated or don't have a college degree, everyone in my world knows somebody, not just somebody they heard of, they know somebody who is looking for work. I did this unique little survey myself, just realizing, you know, it's all about those 6 degrees of separation, just realizing in talking to people how many people that actually I knew. For example, my good friend in Los Angeles, my good friend Annie, her sister, out of work, can't find a job, has really tried, has burned up connections, has gotten close, but then gets edged out when 1,000 people apply for the same job and makes it to the final 5, but then something else knocks her out of the running and feels like she's just kind of given up, like, wow, I'm going to have to start my own thing. And then there are other examples of that I could tell you about, of people who work in different industries that can't find jobs and lost jobs because of the computer industry moving or something else happening. And it's a tough time to be out of work, especially during the holidays. But it's tough when you look around and you think, wow, how do I do this? Where do I network? What am I going to do? How am I going to make this happen? And then we hear the stories about how many people are on food stamps this Thanksgiving, 42 million people. And really, with that many, most Americans, that means a ton of Americans, the only way they pay for that meal is the food stamps. And what a sad state of affairs to say that, and the, because it shows the amount of people who are struggling. And food pantries reporting just a staggering number, a 400% increase of people that are coming in, waiting in lines to get food to be able to survive and move on to another week or 2 weeks or whatever it, you know, might be. And it's a 70% increase over 2007, a 70% increase. Boy, that is just a crazy, crazy number. Of all the numbers that we throw out, and isn't it always about that, because you try to quantify to explain how serious it is, that may be one of the worst numbers that I've heard. And by the way, the 70%, what I'm talking about, is the people on food stamps, not to confuse you. So the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program is what it's now called, SNAP. It last year totaled $72 billion, highest number yet, $72 billion paid for from our pockets, because so many people find themselves in this situation. And that's just disgraceful that we have let ourselves go so far down the rabbit hole that we can say that many more people are just struggling, in Connecticut to California and all the parts in between. Coming up on the flip side, Hillary Clinton and Benjamin Netanyahu, and a few other things we'll mix in as well. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Trip to Cambodia and that part of Asia to race over to the Middle East, meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu, and the Palestinians, also Egypt involved in this. It's been 8 days of these rockets going back and forth, and pretty much that's what you hear in the night. You're just hearing, sounds like firecrackers from what I've been told, but up close it wouldn't be any firecracker. So Hillary Clinton talks about the rocket attacks having to end and that no defense is 100% perfect, even the Iron Dome. And Benjamin Netanyahu says, hey, I'm willing to partner up, we're willing to make this happen, but I'm going to do what I got to do. Take a listen.
The rocket attacks from terrorist organizations inside Gaza on Israeli cities and towns must end and a broader calm restored. No defense is perfect. And our hearts break for the loss of every civilian, Israeli and Palestinian, and for all those who have been wounded or who are living in fear and danger.
If a long-term solution can be put in place through diplomatic means, then Israel would be a willing partner to such a solution.
All right, so we'll see if there is a willing solution, if something comes up. Right now, it's not looking great. Earlier in the day, I'd heard that, wow, we're getting closer, maybe something's going to happen. But that was a little bit of nothing because nothing happened. There is no deal that's been brokered. There still is the rockets going back and forth. Hamas is threatening all kinds of things. And, you know, this may be something that drags on and could escalate to maybe a ground game, which would be stupid on the part of the Palestinians because it's a no-win situation for them. Unless they get backup, and who ultimately is backup going to be? Egypt? We'll see, because Egypt says they're not going to let the slaughter happen like it did last time. So there is a chance this could escalate in a very funky way that nobody is expecting if the Palestinians get a lot of backup, especially. Still, Israel has the stronger deck in their hand, and with the United States backing up Israel, and we have their back. That's what the president has said now a couple of different times. Remember, this was one of the things that happened during the political free season when we were heading toward election day. So much was discussed about Israel and who would be the better president that would back up Israel when they get, if they get into trouble. But Obama says, hey, no, 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 we are, he doesn't say no, no, no. He says, we're here for you. We're here. We are, we're your ally. We're backing you up. All right, I got to tell you this story because I know lots of people are traveling back and forth. You might be visiting someone for half a week or even maybe even a full week. Sometimes people take a bit of a break now. Either way, if you're traveling on a plane, I just was reading a story maybe a couple of days ago that would kind of make you shudder. Listen, even if you're kind of a sloppy person, nobody wants to hear about bacteria on a plane. And, of course, there's germs and bacteria. But talk about breeding grounds. There was a television station that randomly, they had access to some American planes, and it could have been really any planes, but they had access to the planes, and they went on, and they swabbed 10 random surfaces on two different planes. You know how much they found when they took the swabs in? Well, I've already set it up for a huge number, but 3,000 bacteria. 3,000 bacteria. Oh, that's brutal. And that's just for, that's just swabbing a couple of areas. And you know where they, where some of the worst offenders were? You know when you put that tray down, the seat tray? They say that is just off the charts. I mean, it's just off the charts. It just becomes one big blob when you put it in the petri dish, which is perfect for me getting ready to fly because now I don't want to touch the tray. Now that's in my head. I don't want to touch the tray. Which means what? You have to run around with wipes everywhere you go. And, you know, I guess the planes aren't being cleaned enough. And, of course, because if the planes are late and they're rushing, they're not going to be worried about that. And plus all the problems with the unions that they've had and people upset with the amount of pay, the planes aren't being cleaned as well as they've been cleaned maybe in the past. But who knows? You know, naturally you're going to have some bacteria, like I said. But the fact that they're talking about a dish that turns white, I mean, just turns white because it's just a white blob when it gets put into the dish to show how awful the, you know, ultimately it is. I'd say you might want to wipe down, if you have something with you, you might want to wipe down that tray before you eat on the tray. Of course, that is presuming you're eating in first class or buying the $15 worth of chips or whatever it is that they sell on the plane if you decide to buy it and you're not eating in the airport. I mean, listen, we live with it. We know, right, that we talk about hospitals, and you would think a hospital would be the cleanest place, but instead people are dying of MRSA and other things that happen, and sometimes it's the hospital. We've had Greg Stebbin on from Men's Health Magazine. We talked about how the hospital can kill you sometimes more than whatever it is that you're at the hospital for, including in those emergency rooms. And we've heard some, you know, just horrific cases of that. So it's not a surprise that an airplane would be filthy just by taking a few, you know, swabs here and there. And speaking of swabs, Black Friday is coming up. I mean, be honest, how many of you are going to hit the stores on Black Friday? I can't imagine waiting in those lines to get into a Best Buy, a Walmart, or wherever it is you're going to get the electronics or gifts, and just waiting in those lines, especially right after Thanksgiving Day dinner. There's just no way. I mean, I can't even imagine what would make me want to do that in the first place. But after having a big Thanksgiving meal, basically flinging the dishes in the sink and running over to wherever to get in line. Ugh. And then being so tired that you can barely stand it and then go home and crash after that. This just doesn't seem worth it. Now, some of the stores, I guess, are just going to flat out open. So they'll open at night and that's it, and then go from there. You know, they might open at midnight. I guess that would be a little better if you were getting in line, but still, I think the whole idea of running out and doing that, I can't imagine what stuff is worth it versus just getting it some other way. Whew. That's astonishing to me. All right, we like big things in this country, right, don't we? How about China once again trying to outdo the U.S.? Of course, we've already been outdone. Do you know what the tallest building in the world is? The tallest building in the world for the longest time was the Burj's, and that was in Abu Dhabi or Dubai. I guess same thing almost. Now China says they're going to have 220 floors in just 90 days, and they're building something called Sky City, and it's 2,749 feet. 838 meters, 90 days, 5 floors per day, and they want to have that record of having the tallest building. So if they get that up and going with this construction, and I guess it's moving along pretty quickly, then they would have the record, because they would beat out the Burj Khalifa, the tower that has the most inhabitants anyway, with the final feat just barely beating them out, but beating them out nonetheless. And I guess the spire at the top of the building then gives you that extra added amount of space to claim at being the tallest. So the company headquarters in China are excited about masterminding this and putting this all together. I thought it was a joke, but it's true. They're going to do it in 90 days. That sounds absurd. Can you really do that in how many people are working on this? 90 days. That's crazy. So China, if it happens, China will have the biggest building, the tallest building, that quickly. Tallest skyscraper. Stay with us.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Well, everybody knows what a great time I had in Ireland. Spent some time in Dublin and Tullamore, where my family's from. Also had a chance to go where the other side of my family was from, Cork, and went up to Belfast, and really got a good sense of what Ireland was all about. Pleased to welcome to the show, and we're not talking about Ireland, but we're going to talk about the Mayan prediction. Somebody that you might have seen before. It seems like he's popped up everywhere. He's a metaphysical visionary and author, in fact, of 20 books on spirituality and personal development, Stuart Wilde. And we're going to talk about the History Channel series and all that kind of stuff about the Mayan prediction that the world's going to officially end on December 21st. 2012. What happened? Welcome to the show, Stuart, and thanks for joining us on America Tonight. You heard what I just said. Ireland is a lovely place.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for having me on. Yeah, I'm in the south near Waterford, and it's a very beautiful country. Economically dire, but other than that, it's fine, you know?
Is it true about Waterford Crystal? Because I didn't get a chance to get down there. My family was last year.
The crystals are very, very beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, but the factory's kind of wheezing a bit. It's been laying people off.
Ooh.
And that's one of the things about Ireland, you know. I think I was telling you, a guy just bought a convent, a 21-bedroom convent, with an industrial kitchen and 2 acres of land for €112,000. So, I mean, the prices of things are ridiculous.
Yeah.
There was a cottage for sale recently in Leitrim, in the center of Ireland. And it was a two-bedroom little kind of bungalow, you know, just on one level with trees and everything. It sold for $5,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got to win the lottery to live in Ireland if you're an American and you want to buy something over there.
Well, you don't have to have a big lotto win.
Yeah, there you go.
It doesn't have to be millions. You know, if you win 20, 30 grand, you know, they might give you the entire neighborhood.
That's right. It's interesting because there was so much buildup to what was going to happen with the Mayan calendar, and there was confusion over the Mayan calendar. And, of course, there were a bunch of movies made about it and all that kind of stuff. What's the deal, really, first of all, with the Mayans and that calendar? Because there's a couple of different, as you certainly know more than me, there's a couple of different schools of thought on it. One that it wasn't meant to predict the world was going to end, and one that flat out that's exactly what it meant. What do you think?
Well, as far as I know, their long count ends in December on the 21st. But they never said the world was going to end. That was just when their calendar ended. Now, one thing that people don't really know about the Mayans is that the Mayans were extraordinarily cruel. They were like a sort of satanic blood cult, and they would chop people's heads off and roll them down the pyramids. And they had tens of thousands of slaves. Now, somewhere between 700 and 800 AD, it's thought that the slaves revolted and killed all the rulers and the aristocracy and the priests and stole the gold and returned back to the villages from which they'd been captured. And that's why the Mayans kind of ended overnight. So the reason there wasn't another long count that started after this one ends on December the 21st was because the guys that were doing the counting were all dead. They got rubbed out. It was like their karma found them. But they did not predict the end of the world, and I don't believe the world will end on December the 21st at all.
Yeah. Is there something about feeding into that frenzy that everything's going to collapse? Do you think that they're... And certainly, you know, there have been some people that have acted on it. But is there globally, what is the mindset of the Mayan prophecy?
Well, there is a frenzy, of course. And, you know, what you believe kind of tends to create itself in a parallel universe and then come towards you. So there is a perception that things are collapsing. And certainly financially, there's a lot of people like Mark Farber and Max Kaiser and so forth, very eminent people. I met Gerald Celente up in Dublin about 10 days ago. You know, he has that Trends Forecast Journal.
Yeah.
And he says the system's a rotten fish and it's going to collapse. And so I think people know that. And then you have the doomsday preppers that believe there'll be a solar flare or an epidemic. And, you know, it's just in our culture to sort of... I mean, it's the dance macabre. You know, at the time of the Great Plague, people would meet and they would dance for hours in trance, sort of singing, "We're all going to die, we're all going to die." And that's what the dance macabre was. So it was a sort of frenzy that allowed them to release their fear of the plague. And so there's certainly that, like, we're all going to collapse in the air. And I think it is sensible for people to sort of make provisions. You know, I tell my readers, I write a blog, StuartWild.com, and I tell my readers, and have done for years, you know, sell real estate, buy gold. Because if there's a collapse, the price of gold will go up. But, yeah, we are on the edge of a new era. But, I don't know, everything always gets reborn. You know, after the plague, the cities were rebuilt, and you know, there was a sort of time of great celebration and economic growth and so forth. So even if we do have a sort of market downturn, I don't think it'll be the end of the world. There'll always be a market, I think.
Right. So you think we could see the doom and gloom, and we're seeing that economically. You were even talking about Ireland, what's happening with the euro, and obviously the struggles that the United States has had, even still being a superpower, and of course, plenty of other nooks and crannies where the struggle is definitely on globally. So, you know, there is something to that thread of rebirth. I like that line of thought, Stuart, that if we go back in history, I guess, don't they say history is bound to repeat itself?
Yes, it's the labor pains of a new age, really, that we're going through now. And it's not really the end of the world, although I think that the world will change dramatically because, you know, when you hear, say, for example, Boeing laying off 130,000 people, I was talking to somebody about it tonight. I mean, that's extraordinary. I mean, you know, that the company even has 130,000 people to lay off, you know?
Right.
You know, like, wow, where do those people go? I mean, there isn't like 101 plane companies up the road. What do they do for a job once they've been laid off? So it is sort of a time of great struggle for people. And Europe is shot to bits. I mean, they keep doing all these various plans and the European Central Bank and so on, but they never fix anything. They don't fix it. I mean, the Central Bank is like the Federal Reserve in Europe, and they print another 10 trillion euros and they lend it to the Greeks, but it doesn't fix the Greeks. I mean, people are eating out of trash dumps as in Greece, you know?
Yeah, boy, and that's awful to certainly to see that. And I guess it's a fair warning to the rest of us to
well,
take
it is, and I think we have to go through a certain amount of austerity now in order to bring this sort of situation under control. For 25 years, the boom time of the 80s was really financed on credit, and now we see a new reality. And in this business of the separation of the states from the union in America is extremely interesting, because I've seen visions of the states breaking away. And I wrote a book in 1995 called Whispering Winds of Change, in which I said Texas would secede from the union. And they're definitely the ones that are trying the hardest. So whether or not they will secede, you know, like immediately, I don't know. But a lot of the states have had enough of the federal government and the NDAA arrests without trial laws and all these various sort of rather fascist bits of legislation. And they feel they'll do better on their own. And it's really the American people waking up and saying, hey, we've had enough of all of this stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I want to bring it back around to the Mayans, because you told us some fascinating things. And one of the things that I think is interesting about the Mayan culture is the customs and rituals that they practice. You said that what people didn't realize is how awful they were, cutting off people's heads and rolling their heads down the pyramids. But what did they do? They were also customs and rituals. They were also kind of, I guess, for lack of a better word, superstitious, right? What did they do to get rid of the evil spirits?
Well, they created these blood sacrifices, and all of the blood sacrifices were linked into the crops and controlling the weather. So they hoped to appease the gods by sort of tossing, you know, a dozen virgins off the top of the pyramid. And it was all linked to that. But then again, also, they had a lot of black magic sex ceremonies. So the idea was that in this sort of blood ceremony and the sex act, they would offer to the gods prayers or power or metaphysical sort of quanta of energy that would appease the gods and allow the crops to grow. So it was all a lot to do with, it was a lot linked into the growing of corn and other crops they had, but substantially it was corn. And so it was sort of a form of agriculture, but a black magic agriculture. And of course the Romans had the same thing, because the Romans were a blood cult, and they had the Colosseum, where there were tens of thousands of people slaughtered in the Colosseum. And great spectacles of orgies of blood and death were created in the Colosseum. So, again, the whole of the Roman Empire was very much founded on the sex magic and the black magic of the Colosseum and the ritual death of the people that were sacrificed in the Colosseum.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
The Mayans were connected to that same idea. The Egyptians had the same. So there were various different Reichs, you know, Reich means empire. So the Roman Empire was considered the first Reich. The second Reich was the reign of Charlemagne. He was known as the Holy Roman Empire, Emperor, and he slaughtered 6,500 women and children on one day. He was absolutely bloodthirsty, and his seat was in northern France, in a town called Lyon, where his mother lived. And, so he was the second Reich. And then the third Reich we all know about was Hitler.
Stuart, it was a delight having you on the show. I'm going to tell everyone to check out your writings. Go to stuartwild.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's very interesting. Thanks for having me on. God bless.
Oh, thank you. You too.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Four times a week, but I am just shocked at the amounts of mail that we get. Of all the shows I've ever done, America Tonight, especially the last 3 or 4 years, just seems to get an avalanche of heavy opinion and sometimes really funny stuff. So bravo to everybody who lets their thoughts fly. I think you hear me or you hear it in playback or you listen to it later in the day and you really are a thoughtful crowd. You know, when I worked in New York, I used to get death threats faxed to me only from one crazy Yankee fan because he felt as though I favored the Mets over the Yankees. And actually it became kind of a funny little thing. However, this group likes to talk a lot about what isn't happening, the furiousness over things that should be going on, and then sometimes tongue-in-cheek jokes and whatnot. So I always, always, always emphasize, if you have something to say, you want to vent, you want to give me your mama's crockpot recipe. I've been into the crockpot thing lately because I'm eating healthier, right? So I'm trying not to make those excuses about, I guess, got to grab something quick in a hurry, so I'll just make this rare exception. Just put it in that crock pot. Let it just go all day long. The last thing I did, somebody sent me a recipe. How easy is this, guys? you could like make this for your woman in a second and be a hero. You get frozen chicken breasts, throw them in the crock pot, have a thing of picante, mix in some taco powder, and put it all in there. Boom, comes out, shred the chicken, and then you have corn or flour tortillas, and bada bing, you got a meal. Throw in a little rice, and that's it. I have to tell you the rest, but how easy is that? It's like 5 hours, 6 hours, however long you want it to be, just throw it in that pot. So anyway, I actually have had people send me things with crock pot recipes attached to it. You can send me whatever you want to send me. And having prefaced that, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This from Roland. Roland says, Kate, I don't think Hillary Clinton is going to save Israel and Gaza from what ails them. It's called hatred, baby. They are haters. And I don't think, no matter what anyone says, I don't think they ever truly will settle their differences. What do you say? That's kind of a bleak thing, or bleak way to look at it. I don't think they will ever settle their differences. But I understand your point. All wars seem to be religious wars. At least, what, 95% go back in history and examine all the wars, and ultimately you'll see there is religion involved. In the Middle East, it is definitely about that. Pieces of land, territory, hatred, I hate the Zionists, the whole nonsense, the diatribe that you constantly hear from Ahmadinejad. Really, is he trying to ever extend an olive branch? And of course, the answer is no, he's not. And he's trying to stir the pot. And that's what happens. The Middle East is full of pot stirrers and religious fanatics. So the poor people who are what we would call, I'm going to call them the everyman. The everyman who lives in Gaza, the everyman and runs a shop, let's say, has a little shop of pastries or whatever. The everyman who lives in Tel Aviv, the everyman who lives in Egypt, they're just rolling the dice. They're playing the numbers. Who knows what's going to happen? We don't know what's going to happen. You know, we want to have open discussion. We want to have a good government. We want to be able to have a chance at a better way of life. And we don't want to walk down the street thinking that a car that we're getting into could be rigged with bombs because of an Islamic jihadist, or somebody could walk into the marketplace and blow themselves up. Or, oh, gee, I could just drop my kid off at school and there's a rocket that hits the gymnasium and narrowly misses my child. I can't imagine living like that. I can't imagine it. You know, in Israel, and certainly there are people that are armed in other parts of the Middle East, but in Israel, teachers have guns. They have guns in their drawer because guess what could happen when they're at school? Somebody could come in, and not that they think that necessarily. It's not that, oh, we think this is going to happen every day, but it's just a fact. You serve in the military, we understand. We look at our borders, we know when things are a little rocky. Which, you got Netanyahu, the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, saying, let's get a long-term deal here. He's older, he's tired, he's sick of it. Let's get a long-term deal. We keep our missiles, you keep your missiles, and don't forget, we've got the secret weapon, the Iron Dome. The more that this itch to go back and forth and have rocket fire, the more chance that Iran somehow sneaks in there and we see World War III, then we're involved. So that would be Iraq, Afghanistan, and then Iran and Israel. Wow. That's just too much. That will be the final straw that breaks the camel's back, the camel who is carrying our future. Financially, that will just break us. I mean, it will just break us. So there's my answer to that one. We move on to Jack, who is listening to us in Illinois. I think this is new. Jack says, hello, Ms. Delaney. I've been listening to America Tonight. I get a chuckle at some of the analogies that you throw down. I have to say, I think you're kind of cute. It's fun to listen to the show. And I do like, in fact, that you mix in some other things. Things being the operative word. We do mix in some other things. So Jack goes on to say here, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. I am thankful that the election is over. I was just so tired of it at the end. My guy didn't win, but I'm okay with it because I voted. And I'm going to keep fighting the good fight. And let's hope other Americans are doing the same thing. See ya. Happy Turkey Day. Yeah. You know, gobble, gobble, it's over. And, you know, your guy lost. We move on. And you still got to fight for whatever it is you believe in. The right to privacy, less government. You might not feel that way, but... You know, I could throw out a few of the things that we constantly are talking about here. You know, whatever it is, the right not to have drones in your neighborhood. The idea of the drones, oh, just brutal, isn't it? Let's go to Rick, who's listening to us in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate. Hey, you got a long weekend coming up.
I do. I have an extra day, so that should be a lot of fun. We're gonna go turkey shooting.
Yeah, see if you can find me a so-called conservative Republican. I ain't found one yet. You know, they spent $1 billion trying to get Romney elected. Wasted $1 billion trying to get him away elected. So that'll sound very conservative, maybe.
Yeah, but you got to remember this, Rick. We're talking about big boys that spent big money, like the casino magnate, Adelson, the Koch brothers, and people that gave big money thanks to Citizens United and the Supreme Court saying, hey, corporations, form a group, and you can put in whatever the amount of money is. And that's what I think made Karl Rove so upset on election night, realizing he was the guy who knows how to get the money from the people who have the wealth, and now he's got to answer as to why Romney didn't win. So it's not the little people. It's not people writing checks for Romney. Not that some people didn't do that, but it was really big money that backed him.
Yeah, but he's always pushing to be conservative and all this other stuff. I don't see whether conservative when it's wasting $1 billion. They should have sent that to New Jersey.
New Jersey could use that money. But to be fair, listen, the Democrats spent a ton of dough, too. They spent a lot of money, and their money, I know what you're going to say to that. Well, then, of course, Obama got elected. But there was so much money spent on both sides of this. It's ridiculous. If you think you're the incumbent president and you have to spend that much money, almost over a billion, it was a billion altogether and split up. That's crazy that when you're the incumbent, you have to spend that. But this is what it takes to get elected, that we have to spend all this money on television ads. I mean, give me a break. That's one thing some of the other countries might have right, where you have to stop, you have to limit the advertising at the tail end. In France, at the tail end of the election, and in France, you can't even campaign for the last 2 weeks. And, you know, maybe we would save some money, whether it's people just giving a little bit or people that have a lot of money chunking in $1 million here and $2 million and $10 million in this direction. But it does seem like, wow, you lost it and all that money is gone, just gone.
Comes another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is physician strength oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.